Let's bring in the man, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Beautiful day for the Sharon Classic Road Race. 250 runners and walkers. 250. This benefit for the Sharon Daycare Center is really taking off. It's 33rd year. And it was a perfect day for the runners and walkers, we all had a great time.
That's good, as predicted. And yesterday was just as lousy as predicted.
Well, it was just as lousy, but we didn't get as much rain as I thought we'd get, thank goodness. It was just like, you know, just nuisance. I won't call it drizzling, but nuisance spotty periods of rain.
Yep, that's what happened in our immediate listening area. But if you were just to the west, and we're talking, you know, let's say from Binghamton to between Utica and Albany, they got some significant rain, but we were expecting that to stay that way. So that all worked out fine. I mean, the only problem this week is cloud cover, how it plays out. I don't think today's going to be a stellar sunny day. I think it's going to be partly sunny. There could be a shower. I didn't put it in because I think if anybody gets one, it's going to be brief and short-lived, which is the same thing. It's going to be light and short-lived. Low 70s. Tonight will be clear, mid-40s. I'll continue to say sun and clouds or a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, generally in the 70s. By Thursday, the next front approaches with a chance of showers in the mid-70s. That front should leave Friday morning. Showers in the morning, then clearing in the afternoon. Now, the front will stall to the south again, so Saturday should be okay. But then it's going to come north as a warm front on Sunday, Mother's Day. The big question is, how quick does that happen? The longer it takes to get by to our north, the better the chance of clouds and rain. The quicker it gets to our north, we could actually turn partly sunny and warm for Mother's Day. So I don't know which way it's going. There's no indication right now. So we're just going to leave the weekend alone and just concentrate on this week. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good to me. So the week's all in all now the sun is coming out right now, as a matter of as we speak, the sun is making an appearance. And tomorrow is a big day, a voting day, Region 1 budget, Pat. Big day for me. Got to go to the city in the morning, come back and vote, and then they'll cover the vote on Tuesday night. So tomorrow's a big day for me weather-wise.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, you going back and forth to the city is important. But as far as voting, you have no problem. I mean, I don't remember sun and clouds ever keeping anybody indoors.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Some people don't go out if it's going to rain.
Oh, but there's no rain in the forecast.
Yeah, there's no rain in the forecast, so that's the good thing.
Yeah, you'll be able to get to and from the city without any rain. So that is really a good thing. That is a good thing. Now, I have a couple of movies that I watched over the weekend that I thought I would tell you about. One is called A Quiet Place. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Very scary.
That's what I heard. Not much talk in it.
No, I was watching that and I'm thinking to myself, this is definitely the movie we should do.
Now you were watching that at your house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Through
different sources.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Through different sources. It wasn't the greatest copy, but it was good enough, and it was scary.
Yeah.
Scary. And again, great movie for us to do because then nobody would have to memorize any lines.
That's right.
Because there's just no talking.
And you could make the head of the chairman of the board the monster.
Good. That's a good point. Boy, right. I never thought of that. And then the other movie was Winchester. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
No, Ghostmore. It's a ghost movie?
Yeah.
Not bloody or gory. Just a scary ghost movie. If you like ghost movies, definitely go see it. It's all concerning the Winchester rifle. And how it killed people. And this lady built a mansion to house the ghosts. over 100 rooms. That mansion is still in existence in San Francisco today and is considered one of the most haunted mansions in the world.
Most haunted mansions in the world.
I enjoyed that. Really enjoyed it.
So then your other sources are delivering pretty good to you.
Yeah, they are. It took me about 3 hours. When was it? It's about 3 hours Friday afternoon to try to hook up to these sources, and then it finally worked. So if I turned it on now, I don't know if I'd be able to get anything, but. Now, there are different ways of doing that. You know that as well as I do.
Were they in HD? Were it's good quality?
Winchester was, but the other one, A Quiet Place, no, that was not.
I was just in standard.
Yeah, standard. Yeah. So, it's kind of interesting. Now, your Netflix, I think $9 for standard, and if you want to go to to HD stuff like that, then it's more money.
4K, it's worth it. That's what 4K. I got. It's worth it. Yeah. The picture quality on Netflix beats Amazon, beats all of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's really spectacular.
Okay.
It's really right. spectacular.
You say it's worth it.
It is worth it. It is worth it.
It's amazing. It really is amazing, you know, how these things have branched off, you know, like the Hulu, the Netflix. I think it's very, very interesting because, as you know, back when we were kids, what did you have? You had 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. That's it.
Well, we had where I lived. We had Channel 3 for CBS, Channel 6 out of Albany for NBC, and Channel 8 out of New Haven for ABC. Now, my father was in show business, and he made pretty good money at the time. He didn't like that, so what he did, and this is no lie, he had, there used to be a Star television service. He had Star go on top of the mountain behind our hill. But it was not, I can't call it a mountain, it's more like a hill. Probably only about 700 or 800 feet. He had him go up, put metal pipe into rock, tether it with all sorts of wires so it stayed up, put an antenna with a rotator on it, ran the rotator power, and back then it was flat two lead cable back down the mountain to the house so we could get Channel 5 and 2 and 11 and 9 out of New York. It only lasted 1 year because the flat lead cable back then, that's all they had, couldn't stand up to the weather or the animals chewing on it.
Isn't that interesting?
But my father spent all that money to do that. And if you go on top of that hill to this day, you'll see the piping up there, standing up there. And it's still there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the way.
Very interesting.
Back in the old days. So what we had to do with the house after that, we turned the antenna manually at the house to get the different channels.
To get the different channels. And now look, There are so many channels you don't know which one to watch, really.
Those were the old days, Pat. Back when we had, never mind channels, we had sign on and sign offs. The TV wasn't on 24 hours a day.
That is correct.
You couldn't watch it 24 hours a day.
Right, that is true.
All right, so we've proved how old we are, Pat.
That's it. What can I tell you?
All right, hey, well, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yes, have a good day, Marshall.
All right, keep getting those unnameable sources in.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.